Let us again start. Hilchus Tfilin, Simcha Fei, Dinei Tzilin B'Prote. Sif Aleph. Acher Shalovish Talis Mitzuyitz. After a person puts on a talis, Yaniach Tfilin, then she put on the Tfilin, Shemalin B'Kodesh, that the Seder is that one goes Midarga L'Darga, first he's Mechase, his goof, with a Kisui Shel Mitzvah, and then through the tefillin is mekasher atzmai bekesher hayichud v'akdusha. So kaponim in the avodas ha'odom is a seder of malim b'kodesh. One goes min ha'koton el ha'godol. That means he first the mitzvah of tzitzis is smaller than that's all. It's a tisui shal mitzvah. Then it's a hiskashris Hayichud v'akdusha, which is much greater. So that's the Seder. That's we learned last week. V'amenichin kisa tfilin v'hatalis l'soich kis achas. Now, a person who puts in the tfilin, the kisa tfilin, v'hatalis l'soich kis achas, in one big, in one big kis. So now, tzrichin lizoyer, shlo yanichu kisa tefillin lamaylo. So he should be careful that when the kis, let's say if he has a narrow kis, so he has a narrow kis, so he can't put the talis and tefillin one next to the other. He has to put one in front of the other. So you should be careful, shlo yanichu kisa tefillin lamaylo. You should not put the kis of tefillin in front, kidei shlo yivka bahem tchila, because if the tefillin will be in front of the talis, so the first contact he has is the tefillin, v'yitzarech lahanicham koydem atalis, kedei shloyaver ala mitzvah. That means there is a klal of ein mavirin al hamitzvah. That means if a person there's a mitzvah that is lefonov, and he wants to do a second mitzvah, so the klal is, ein mavirin ala mitzvah, mitzvah bo liyotcha al tach mitzenu, you have to do the mitzvah which is closer to you now. And this is, according to many Rishonim, halacha min ha-Torah. Let us just mention a gemara mesechtes Yume, which will be negeya, the Mishnah Berurah brings us down soon. If we say in the Baraisa, Abaye Abba Mesada Seida Marocha Mishma Digma Valibada Beshol, and Abaye says what the Seida was. So first when we go down the Seida, Dishun Mizbeach Apnimi Koidem Latovas Chomesh Neiris, that when the Koyen went into the Heichol, so the first thing he did was he took off the dashin, the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which to a makter k'toyres on the Mizbeach HaPnimi twice a day. So the first thing he did, he took off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then he was made of chomesh neiris, the five neiris of the menorah he was made. So the Gemara Masechtas Yume asks, what is the reason that this is first? First, he is there a reason for it? Is there no reason for it? So the Gemara says, yes, there's a reason for it. Because when one entered the Heichol, so there was the Shulchan, it was the Shulchan B'Tzofen, the Menorah B'Dorim, and there was the Mizbeach Apnimi, and the Mizbeach Apnimi was between both of them. But the Bismayach Apnimi edged out a little bit, which was towards Mizrach. So that means when he entered the Heichol, the first thing he was Pegeya, was in front of him, was the Mizbeach Apnimi. So therefore, he could not do the mitzvah of Hatavas HaNeiris till he took care of the Mizbeach, because this was closer to him. So we see Amor Dekezachen Mishmul, or tells Amor Dekezachen from this Gemara. So if a person is entering a room, he entered the Heichol, and in this room, there are two mitzvahs that he has to do in this room. So the mitzvah that is closer to him to do, he has to do that mitzvah. So therefore, Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi, in other words, this is Adin De'irai Se'im Avirin Ala Mitzvah. So Memele, so the Mechaber says, if it is preferable that one should put on the talis before one puts on the tefillah, that's the Seder. So he should make sure he should be capable of doing this. If he has a narrow kiss that he cannot put the tefillin and the talis one next to the other, and the one has to be in front of the other, so he has to make sure that the talis should be first, in front. Because if the tefillin will be in front, so he will not be able to do the Seder. He'll be obligated, the tefillin are right here. So I have to first put on the tefillin, I'll say mavirin ala mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shelo yivka peirish, he shouldn't contact. Afilu lo yechais behem biyodoi. Afilu, he will not hold or touch the tefillin. Rak lefi hoishotas yodei heimu nochim lefon of tchil, but they are closer to him, ein mavirim aleim. So you mechuyev to put them on. V'tzorech lagdima. So that's the halach of ein mavirim ala mitzvah. But now he says, v'chol ze davkim roitzel niechata tefillin. That is davkim, if he wants to wear the tefillin now, he wants to wear the talus now, so since he wants to do these both mitzvahs, so we have guidelines in the Seder, so you know which mitzvah you do first, the mitzvah which is closest to you. Aval im adayin ein reitzel la'nicham rak la'achazman. But if he has no intent whatsoever to put on the tefillin now, he's going to put on the tefillin in 15 minutes. He has no interest in putting on the tefillin now. So then he can go and take out the tefillin, put on the talus. Then there's no din of ein mavirin ala mitzvah. And that means, we said, if the tefillin will be in front, he'll be mechuyev to put on the tefillin before the talus, and that is not the proper site. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Amor Dike Halacha, which is built on the Gemara we just mentioned in Yuma. Nirali Poshe, the Imispalo Bebeisai, a person is davening in his house. Veroitze lo niach talus utfilin. He wants to put on talus utfilin. V'soich cheder shelofonav munach utfilin. In the room that he is in now, there's the tefillin. The tefillin are in room A. B'soy cheder acher munach talus. In the next room is the talus, and he wants to put on both. So since you want to wear talus and tefillin, you want to put on both. And in this room there are tefillin and there's no talus. So there's a klal, tzorich laniach tefillin bereisha. So you have to put on the tefillin. Kadesh la yavir ala mitzvah. That's the din. That means in this room I only have a mitzvah of tefillin. So you have to do that mitzvah. Achei the tefillin mizumonim lefon of tchila. Because the tefillin are here and they're ready for you to put them on. Va'av shalai notala dayin ha tefillin. He didn't even touch the tefillin. ורעי מאוד יומל למד גימל למד בייס בגמור וכי אייל להיכל תגמור just said when you enter the heichel so since the מזבח הפנימי is closer to you than the מנוירו because it jutted out a little bit towards the מזרח so ממילא you have to do the mitzvah of the מזבח addition מזבח הפנימי so he says אמר דק יחידיש If a person is davening home and now he wants to put on the talus and tefillin and the talus is in the next room, so you should go and put on the tefillin first. Yeah. V'yitzarech l'anichom koidem ha-talus. That means, so if the tefillin will be in the kiss in front of the talus, so then you'll have to put it on before the talus. ואם אוח ואם אובר והניחם ביודוי. What is if he did the wrong thing? That means he didn't learn Simen Chofei. So he went and took out, I want to put out the talus first, that's a proper say, the first the talus, then the tefillin. So he wants to put on the talus first. He took out the tefillin, takes out the tefillin, puts it out, now he takes out the talus. Now he's holding the talus. So someone tapped him on the shoulder. He said, no, you did the wrong thing. You took the tefillin first. He says, yeah. So what should he do now? But now he's holding the talus. So now there's a din, don't put down the talus now. You can't rectify what you did to him. And now you're holding the talus. So now there's a loch, now you have to put down the talus. So he says like this, Koidem atavim, Ova v'inicham b'yodei v'nota la talus, Shavosa la osmei v'lita la tefillin. Then you're not allowed to put down the talus and put on the tefillin.
So this is what I'm saying. Even if it's still on it, in the bag, inside the bag,
That's lechay with the mishnah. That in the bag there's a bagan avrom that holds. There's no dinner mevirim, but the achayim achaylik on the bagan avrom. Now, so let's see the Rambam. I go miu im tefillin mezumanim biyodai ve'ein loitzitzis. Now we just said there's a din malin b'kodesh. The proper side is first to put on the kisui shal mitzvah. Then to be Mekasher himself, that's the Seder. What is if now I don't have a talus? Me in Tfilin is among the beer. I have Tfilin now, but I ain't like tzitzis. I'm going to get tzitzis in 10 minutes. Now I don't have tzitzis. So should I wait 10 minutes? Ain't so lahamte mala tzitzis. Ela me niyach Tfilin. Ruchishim me vi in talus. Ma'atfoy. And so you should, if you have tefillin now, put on the tefillin now, and don't wait till you'll get the tzitzis, shemavi and talus, ma'atfoy, then you should put on the tefillin now. That, I think he's speaking about over here, that the tefillin are not in the room. I mean, if the tefillin are in the room, so stamazay, there would be a din. He has to put on the tefillin now. Sivus, I think, bring him later the tzitzis. But it means, let's say, the tefillin is in the next room. So the vowel could be this noim avir and ala mitzvah. So the shayla is, no, should I go to the next room and put on the tefillin, or wait till they bring me the talus? What should I do? So the Ramah says, this whole seder of tzitzis before tefillin is if you have both in front of you, so that's the proper Seder Malim B'Kodesh. If at the present time I don't have tzitzis at all, and I could now be Mekayim Mitzvah's Tefillin, or should I wait for 10 minutes and then I'll do a proper Seder? So then there's a cloud, you should go and put on now the Tefillin, and don't wait to make this proper Seder. Now you have Tfilin, put on the Tfilin. We'll see a middle of the Commissioner Bull. Yes. That there is different. We'll see soon. But then you have to put it up, because there's a Posik. There's a Posik. There is a seder that it has to be this way. So even if you took out the Tefillin Shalosh first, the din will be that you put it down and put on the Shal Yad, because there's a pasuk that says it has to be first Shal Yad and then Shalosh. Yeah. Ve'im lo tzitzis, afilu hu hoylech b'li dalet nafis, he doesn't have any tzitzis, he doesn't have dalet nafis, so m'meile, this seda of malam b'kodesh, he can't be mekayim. V'chosh ken lefim min agenu t'orechet zoy b'talus kotm, so then between you and me, he was mekayim already, the seda of malam b'kodesh, he has a talus kotm, and then later we'll put on the tefillin. Ein tzorech. Now, we'll see how Meir dikazah. Mignei she'ein mashin es ha-mitzvah. That means I'm going to get a talus in 10 minutes. If I put on the tefillin now, I have an opportunity to mekayim mitzvah tefillin. I want to put on the tefillin. I mean, I'm interested in putting on tefillin. So ein mashin es ha-mitzvah. You have an opportunity to do the mitzvah. Do it now. Af al pi sheyesh loyma sheyasa achakach yoysa min hamufcho. Even though if we'll wait 10 minutes till a talus comes, so then there will be a mehuda de keseda malin bekoidish, mitzvah b'shaita chaviva. But there is a hiddur of mitzvah b'shaita. That means if I can do a mitzvah now, and if I wait 10 minutes, there will be a hiddur in the Asiyas HaMitzvah. So the hiddur is, do the mitzvah now without that hiddur. Now, let us just elaborate a little. In Hilchus Kiddush Lavona, it's brought out that if, let's say, it's the beginning of the Chodesh, and if I wait till Shabbos, I'll be able to be make Kiddush Lavona Mitzvah Shabbos. It's not the end. So there's many days. I feel rain, so then I won't miss out the Kiddush Lavona. Or, so the Mashayla, should I make it Thursday? Should I make it Shabbos? Mitzvah Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, you should wait for Mitzvah Shabbos. Why? Because you make Mitzvah Shabbos, you dress properly, Mitzvah Shabbos, you're wearing Big Day Shabbos. We have to understand Kiddush Lavona is Kimekabo Pnei Shechina. It's not no Kimekabo Pnei Shechina, so for Kelp, the more a person is properly dressed, the more chashim the Kiddush Lavona is. So the Mechaber says you should wait till Mitzvah Shabbos, even though now there's a Lavona, the Mechaber says you should do this. Now, let's just go a little further. This is the Shittas HaMechaber. The Mishibur brings down, there's a Sefer Hasidim that disagrees with this. You can now be Mekadosh the Lavona, be Mekadosh now. You won't be with Big Day Shabbos, you won't be so Mehudadik. Be Mekadosh now. This is the Hiddur to do it. Ein machmitzen, machmitzen as a mitzvah, you have a mitzvah, bo leyotcha otach mitzene, you have an opportunity to do it. This is the Hiddur. Do it right now. This is a Sefer Hasidim. This is a Goy. So now, according to the Sefer Hasidim and the Goy, that hold that you should not wait on Mitzvah Shabbat, no mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzen, you have opportunity to do it now, without he doing, you don't have a minyan, do it now, chaparai now. This is the biggest hitter. So then the Mishnah Berurah is mayodik. So memele, I don't have a talus. The talus I'm going to get in 10 minutes. When I get the talus, then it'll be a huda di keseda, ma'alat bekoidesh, the first talus. But now you have an opportunity to put out film, Ein Machmisen Es HaMitzvah. So Mamele, according to the Sefer Hasidim and the Goyim, it's Gevaldik. But according to the Mechaber seems to disagree. The Mechaber says, listen, if you can wait till Mitzvah Shabbos and you'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah, Bo'ev and HaMehuda, you should do that. So the Dirisha brings down a beautiful Teretz. That this Mishtabrura stems a fellow according to the Mechaba. The Mechaba is speaking about such a case. I can be Mekayim mitzvahs kiddush levona to Wayfana. I can be Mekayim at the Big Day Shabbos, which is a Hiddur. That's Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Big Day Shabbos is Mevusim. It's a more Mehudadik a kiddush levona. Or I'll be Mekadish Levona now Thursday and my Vochen closed and thus. So we have to be Shoykel, which is more kosher. So the Mechaba says it's Kedai to wait till my Tzoy Shabbat. That's what the Mechaba said. Because then you're making the mitzvah of Kiddush. We have two Kiddush Levona. You can make it on Thursday, you can make it on Shabbat. The Kiddush Levona on Shabbos is a more Mehudadik a Kiddush Levona. It's what it's day Shabbos. So Memela, wait till Shabbos. It's Kedai. To make a more Kiddush Levona. Now, but by our halacha is like this. That's what we said you should first put on the talus and then the tefillin. That's in Seder HaMitzvah, there's a Seder what I should do first. So there's a Seder Malin B'Kodesh. That's my Seder. That's the Seder. But but if I put on the talus first and then put on the tefillin, so the tefillin is more, it's a more mehudadik tefillin, there's no difference in the mitzvah of tefillin if I'm wearing a talus, if I'm not wearing a talus. This is only a seder. This is a seder. It's preferable that you go talus and then tefillin. Okay. So that's what Mishnah Berurah says to push off a mitzvah because of your seder. Now you don't have this seder. Levone, Kiddush Levone is better because Kiddush Levone, it's a more Mehuda than Kiddush Levone. It's a Kiddush Levone with Big Day Shabbos, which is more a Kiddush Levone with Aminyim. It's Boy Vam Hadlos Mouth. So this makes so the mitzvahs are more Mehuda than Kiddush. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah could be going to fill according to the Mechaba on Hilda's Kiddush Levone. That's another svara. You should chap arayin, because maybe you might lose the mitzvah. Forget. You're very right. You're right. You're 100% right. That is another cheshbon. That is true. That cheshbon is also a cheshbon. Ramosha says your cheshbon will gabi another thing, but this is be'etzim another nekuda. Ramosha says. Rashi brings down in Parshas Bolok, Rashi says that Am Kelovi Yokum, so Rashi says, Mizgabrim v'choitven es ha-mitzvahs. They wake up, the choitif es ha-mitzvahs, they grab the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs tzitzis, mitzvahs tzillim. That's what Bilam said on Klal Yisrael. My love, Klal Yisrael, choitven es ha-mitzvahs. So, Ramosha is choitven is an inyan epistachap. Tachap to do. I mean, what's in choitven? Choitven means tachaparai. What's in tachaparai? So Ramosha says, a person is traveling. There's a possibility that he can daven when he comes to his destination. He'll still make some on Krishna. He'll still make some on tefillah. There's a possibility. And then if he comes to his destination and he makes him on Krishma Tzila, it's a more Masuda the Kedav named it. He's not Baderech. There's another oifen, Chaparai now. It's not Masuda the Chaparai now. So he says, but let's make another cheshbon. If there's a chash, that if I wait for later, I might get stuck in traffic and I might pass with my Krishna. So that what I'm doing, the mitzvah now, it's not so mehudadik, but this is Yirah Shemaim. I'm scared. Maybe I'll lose the mitzvah. So he says, this is the biggest hiddah. This is the biggest hiddah that that when I'm hopping to do the mitzvah, why I'm hopping to do the mitzvah? Because I'm scared I may lose the mitzvah. That, so your husband is another husband. Your husband is another husband. That means that the sakshas will be cloudy and it's going to rain. And the mishabuah brings down also this husband. And it makes it the winter, this husband. It could be because of the summer also. But when that is another husband, which is also a nemesis husband. But he is... Okay, but that's where off. There's a big problem. Others say you could be Makadish to a brother. Okay, so my Sarah. Okay, my turn. Yeah, so now he says, V'chein betodah, v'chein betodah, v'kamlon betodah koidem, imein atodol faneinu, ein tzorech lahamtim. That means if the other mitzvah is not here, so you don't have to, you do the mitzvah that you have. Sivbeis, mishu hu zoyer betalus kotten. A person who wears a talus kotten, yil bershendo, he should put on the talus kotten in his house. The yaniach tfilin beveso, he should put on the tfilin in his house. The yelech, and he should leave his house, lovush betzitzis umuchta betfilin. Lebeis akneset, teshuv. Bisham is atev betalus kotel. And there he should put on the talus kotel. We'll come back to this. Hago va'oilam nogu lisatev apetalus kotel koidem levoi cholov v'achakach meiniach atvilen v'oilich lebeis haknesses. Now let us just explain what the Machaba is telling us. They bring down a Zayir HaKadosh that if a person leaves his house and goes to shul with talus and tefillin, and he enters the shul wearing talus and tefillin, it's a mordik eschus. It's a mordik hiddur. It's a mordik eschus. Right. That's number one. So if one is capable of doing this, leila, you live in Eretz Yisrael, and you live in the Jewish neighborhood, and there's no leila, to leave your house and come to shul with talus and tefillin. We can do this. Now, so the Aruch HaShulchan explains, but not everyone was capable to do it this year, to go up and say, to Harlem, and then go to Harlem with the talus kotel, but it's not too advisable. So I'll upon them, so, but this is a year, this is a mirdik zach, that the one should leave his house and go to shul with talus and tefillin. So we could be Mekayim the Zohar with a talus cotton. No, the talus cotton, I'm wearing a shirt over the talus cotton, a jacket. So now I'm not, that doesn't, it's not affecting my Shechinim. I mean, they won't look twice at me. I wear a talus cotton, that's not it. The tefillin, if I put the hat over the tefillin, they also won't see anything. And so finished. So this was an Eitzah. So the Eitzah was, these people were unable to put on the talus godel, the way the circumstances were. They weren't able to put on the talus godel, so, and go to shul with the talus godel. But the Zohar, they were Mekayim. The Zohar said that one should come into shul with tzitzis and tefillin. He's coming in with tzitzis and tefillin. Now, the talus godel would be preferable. The talus godel perhaps is is a talus shel mitzvah, it's miyuchad l'tzila, it's more choshev. But he can't do that. So this person is doing the best he can do, and he's accomplishing a lot. So, what? So if he doesn't say a bloch on the talus cotton because he slept with the talus cotton or for other reasons, so he doesn't say a bloch. If he doesn't say a bloch, he's wearing a talus cotton, he's wearing tzitzit. If halachically he can't make a bloch, he won't make a bloch. He'll come to shul part of the talus cotton. Aval kaponim, he chapter rein the zoya. So memela, this person accomplished a lot. That's mishu zoya betalus cotton. So he should do this. He can't wear a talus kotel. But he's accomplishing the Zohar with it. Mishu Zohar v'talas konyil b'shen avi yinich tzulam b'veisoy. V'yeylech lovush b'tzitzis amukta b'tzulam b'veis ha-kneser. V'shom yisata b'talas konyil. Hago, the Ramah says, V'oylem nogul is atib apetalus godul koidim. V'lebarech olof, the oylem, that means if you are capable of doing, it's like a bigger hiddle to put on the talus godul. The talus godul is a bigger dagger than the talus cotton. So if we're going to Malim, we're going with the Hezhen of Malim b'koidish, we should go, so we're going three steps. First the talus cotton, then the talus godo, then the tefillin, and then we're going to shul with all of this. So if he can do this, meyredik. So v'aylem nogel isate, af the talus godo koidem, v'ay cholo. V'ach yach menich et tefillin, v'aylech lebeis ha-knesset. No one see the Mishnah Berurah. V'beisoy, kedei sheyeitze mi Pesach, beisoy betzitzis et tefillin. כמו שהאבי הבייס יוסף עדה כמו שבשם הזויה, אין שם שהוא עניין גודל. Now, so this is an עניין גודל, we can do with a talus cotton also. ואם יודע שיילך דרך מבויס המתונפויס, he knows he's going to places that it's מתונה, if there's soya and the path people have different animals that is soya in the path. Oyshe mitzuyim nochrim bolchoy. And he has a problem with this. Is yanichem bochotza beis ha-knesset. So he should put it on. That means before he enters the shul, the inyan is you should have. There's an inyan to leave your house with the talus cotton. With the tzitzis and tefillin. If that inyan, I can't be mekayim, but there's another inyan to enter the shul with talus and tefillin. So if you can't do this in your house, so put it on in the chotzer, the hallway to the shul, put on the talus and tefillin there, and then enter the shul with the talus and tefillin. V'meyavsha yenichem bebeisoy v'yechasem bekoivoy ha'ibiyotek. If he can't do this, so he should put it on in the house. He has a problem of goyim. He has a problem of the voice metunafis. So he should cover it with his hat. So that'll take care of that. That means the shin of the tefillin shel roish is a kedusha. So b'meila, it's a shin from the shem shakai. So one should not wear tefillin the goloi in the voice metunafis. So al kaponim, that's pshat in the mechaba. V'mashkim koitam oich ha-boike. What happens if a person wakes up early in the morning? Ubo lebeis ha-knesses. Now that means that the morning, let's say, is 6 o'clock. He comes 5:30 to shul. He says, still in there. He learned there. Moiradik is mundasar rishayna. Moiradik. He comes 5:30. Now, but 5:30 is before Alayis HaShachar. He can't wear talus and tefillin then. So what should he do? What's with the Zoya? He's coming at the shul without talus, without tefillin. He says, there's no Zoya in such a case. The Zoya is only speaking about when I enter the shul. I enter the shul and without talus and tefillin, there's a title. Where's your talus and tefillin? But if I say, listen, it's the middle of the night. There's no mitzvah talus and tefillin. So memela, then there's no problem whatsoever. So let us see. Lashay chazoga sazoya. That dainle motiz man chiyuve. Umikol mokim. This is a mordik ezach. Ksheyeyur hayoyim. And this is mordik nadeke. People say slichas early in the morning. And they slichas before Alois HaShachar. And then they say slichas, and now they want to put on, then after they want to put on talus and tefillin, they should go out of the shul, put on talus and tefillin, and come back in the shul. So I'll kapon them, so now you have the zayiro. So I'm entering, I was here before, I was nichnas b'hata when I came and it was the middle of the night, and they should go out. Yisata b'chot v'es nesa, imeb shalai. Ulevorech olov, the minig oilem is that they put on the talis godel at home or sapesh bichas lishate. V'yichav and livsa bebochas or gam a talis godel. Och at the lel besim and chesif yud. Ein shem ishtemul sin kot chot dal. Now, let us go further. Ogo shoyim mesada habrochis ad oise oita Yisrael besifolo. He said the bichas ashach until oita Yisrael besifolo. The brain shum. Crowns Claudius Obitifaro with a glory, but also him in Yichtfilin. Then he put on the Tfilin, Mavorech, Oiter Yisrael Besifaro. So he wanted that this bracha should go, this is a crown of Claudius Royal, that Shem Hashem Nikro Alecha. This is a Mordeke crown. So he wanted that the Oiter Yisrael should go on the tulum he's wearing, so he said, Bichas Hashach to Loita Yisrael. Then he put on the tulum, and then he said, he put Bichas tulum, and then he said, Loita Yisrael. Vosem in yich tulum, vol Loita Yisrael b'sipo. Let us see the Mishnah Berura. Vosem in yich tulum, vol shevach, v'idoya b'broch hazu gamal atulum, sh'nikrom per, it's called the glory. Shenema percha chavoy shalecha, v'koi al tfilin shem pe'er li Yisrael. Kama shenema v'rol cholam ve'yohoretz v'yor mimek v'dashin e'ru tfilin shebarosh. Mavorech oita, that was the minig of the Rosh. About this achayim b'kosa, l'ri'isi shenoigim came. I didn't see anyone does like the Rosh. Rak me'nichin tfilin, koidim b'chas ha'shacha, o yachakach, kol echam v'pim minhogim. I never saw someone should do exactly like the Rosh did. Rak re'isi medagdekim lemashmish b'tzulon shuyad v'sharot b'shosh b'vorech b'roch hazu. But this he did see, if someone put on the tfilin before b'chas ha'shacha. So then when he says, Oita Yisrael, says, lemashmish b'tzulon shuyad b'sharosh. That's what he did see, that is such a man. Siv Dalet, Tzorich Shei Tfilin Olov B'Shas Kriyishma U'Tfilin. B'Shas Kriyishma U'Tfilin, so the Mishibus is Otzloim L'Chol HaPochus, at least, B'Shas Kriyishma U'Tfilin. L'Kama B'Sim Elam B'Tzayin Siv Beis, Amini B'Tmore, Kol HaKayri Kriyishma B'Li Tfilin, Nere Yikilu Meid Eidi Sheker Ba'at Smechas V'Shol. What does that mean? He's learning Krishna without tefillin. He's saying Eidi Sheker. So Taisu says, a Krishna Taisu, we shall aim, and it says in the parasha of Krishna, a Psharatom lois, vain kosher. That means, you know, Rabbi Shalom, you said you should put on tefillin, but I'm not doing it. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I'm not complying to what you're saying. So that's made Eidu Sheker Batsmei. That means he's saying on himself that I hear what you want, but I'm not complying, which is Shekler. V'av shebediyevet yotze yidei Krishma. He's yotze the mitzvah of Krishma. You call mokim, yesh loy aveira mitzad achar. But he has an aveira also. Shemara al atzmei. He's showing with his actions. Shein loyze lekayim rotzen Hashem yisbach. He doesn't want to lekayim rotzen Hashem. וזהו עדו שקר שמייד על עצמי. ויש עד פרשי החיים בבוש. Now, the cause of the seichach הרדים, now this is a shrek. ומזה רלמד, so what is פשעת? I say, שאלתם לא איסה יודכו, and I'm not wearing tefillin. No, so then you're saying something. You're not wearing tefillin as a message. You know, Shalom, you say, I should do this? No, I'll do what I feel like doing. You need Shemnesa also. No. The Sheker is Alt Krishma. Shemnesa is another Indian. But Al Kaponim, the Bible talking about Krishma, so you're missing, you're saying Eidu Sheker. Let's finish the Mishbu, then maybe whatever your problems are will be answered. Now, the Kasa of the Seifa Charedin, the Mizan Nilmad, Shaima Vahavtos Hashem Olekecha. Now, if we have to comply with what we're saying, so when we say Vahavtas Hashem Lekecha, Yira Lahachnis Abbas Hashem Yisborach Beliboy, she should think something of the Tovus that Rabbi Shalom does in his doing with him, Keseda. that how indebted, how he should love the Rabbein Shem for all he's doing for him. And there's a Meir B'Kedusha, he brings down that if a person, somehow he said, Vahavton, he was, he didn't have time to think. So he says, Akaponim, before he eats breakfast, he should think Akaponim a minute. This is a mitzvah that I said, Asa Sheshem Aleikech. I said the words. I didn't, but the leaves, and the Avas Alei wasn't a silas. Before he eats breakfast, he should think how indebted it is to the Rabbein Shalom, he should love the Rabbein Shalom. Then he should eat breakfast. Just like there's a din, you're not allowed to eat before you do a mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah after. So just before you haparayim, can maybe the breakfast in front of you also be a reason for your rabbi. Ah, thank you, Rabbein Shalom. I have food to eat and everything. I'll upon him. That is, yeah. Veda, the loy umbu kane el shaysa kane bemeisid. That means he could put on the tool and he doesn't wear the tool. She means that's only a tool and kaidem kreish. Well, put on later. Doesn't feel like it. Avomisha ain't like so. He doesn't have tool now. Like shehu baderech, or he's traveling. Gumach maskeren vetzine niyochel aniyach tool. That means he can't put on tool now for, he has a legitimate reason. Then he should zicher that lein krishma now, and later put on the tefillin. So my mele, that's this halacha.